Okay, I'm going to give you a quick overview of the Medicare Health Outcomes Survey. And this is a HEDIS measure. Some people, there's a little bit of confusion. Some people don't understand that. It is a HEDIS effectiveness of care measure that was implemented back in 1998 by CMS. And in contrast to process of structure and process of care measures that are reported directly by the plans, the Health Outcomes Survey is a questionnaire that's the information is collected directly from the beneficiary, so it's a little bit different in the methodology. And this is a survey that's collected annually from 1,200 randomly selected beneficiaries from each eligible contract. And as was said earlier, this is at the contract level. The only type of beneficiary that we exclude is ESRD patients, and this is when we do our baseline collection. We survey elderly and disabled adults in each plan. And this is a longitudinal health status measure where we collect a baseline measure, and then 2 years later, those beneficiaries who are still enrolled in the plan are remeasured. And it's a self-administered mail survey with telephone follow-up for those who don't respond by mail. And also, in contrast to the HEDIS process of care measures that measure more along the lines of direct care that are delivered by the health plans, the HOS is more more of an overall performance measure of a health plan's ability to maintain or improve the quality of life and health of its Medicare patients. And together, all of these measures, HEDIS, HOS, and CAHPS, they really give CMS a more comprehensive picture of health plan quality and performance. And what HOS allows CMS and the health plans to do is to meet the MMA mandate for Medicare Advantage, for each Medicare Advantage plan to collect, analyze, and report health outcomes data as well as other indices of quality. And so that's why we do it. And as far as who must report HOS, the MA contracts, all varieties of local and regional coordinated care plans must report, social HMOs must report, and then the 1876 cost plans who have open enrollment must report. And then the private fee-for-service plans, because of legislative restrictions, we don't require them to report, but we do encourage them to report. This is voluntary. And then as far as contract effective date, those contracts that were effective January 1 of the year preceding measurement are in the survey. So for this year, 2008, those who were effective on or before January 1 of 2007 are in, and it just so happens we actually are starting survey implementation this week. Pre-notification postcards are going out. And then last year we implemented a minimum enrollment threshold of 500 for plans so that we have meaningful data at the end of 2 years. And I just wanted to highlight special needs plans because we have changed reporting requirements this year for special needs plans. Prior to this year, contracts that had exclusive SNP enrollment, they were exempt from HOS, and the only exception were the former long-term care demo plans, which participate in the HOS modified, which I'll highlight in a minute. But what's new to this year is that if a contract otherwise meets the HOS requirements and they have one or more SNP benefit package, these types of contracts must participate in HOS now. And I also want to note before this year, if a contract was majority institutional SNP, they were exempt. So everybody basically is in, regardless of SNP type, they're in the HOS. And it's sampled and collected at the contract level like other MA contracts. The overall goal of the HOS program has been pretty consistent since the beginning. And like Liz said, we focus on standardization because what's the most important is that the data that we collect is valid and reliable. And that's pretty much the core of what we do, so that this data can be used to promote performance assessment and managed care, to promote quality improvement efforts, and also beneficiary choice. And the fourth point, outcomes research, it's kind of been a natural outgrowth from the program to be able to advance the state of the science in outcomes research. So that wasn't a primary focus, but it has become one. And from all of the efforts from the various groups, the HOS program has been able to achieve national and international recognition as a collection of robust health outcomes measures from the patient perspective, and that's something that's pretty impressive. And just to mention the HOS Modified, this is a shorter version of the HOS instrument, and it was implemented in 2005, and we use this for certain specialized plans, PACE plans, and then also former long-term care demo plans, which have been phased into the regular Medicare Advantage plan. And what this data does is it has allowed CMS to adjust payment for these frail populations. And just to note, the long-term care plans, they will be phased into regular HOS as of 2010. I want to spend a couple minutes on this particular slide because it really helps to kind of explain the depth of the data that's available to CMS and to the plans and QIOs who want to know how to use this data. The primary measure of the health outcome survey is the physical health status, and I'll kind of go down the left and then swing around. The physical health status is a summary measure, and the mental health status, it's a summary measure. Those are the two primary outcome measures that come from a core 12-item health survey. And then we ask about 14 chronic medical conditions that are common and relevant to the Medicare population. This would include things like hypertension, a variety of heart conditions, stroke, pulmonary conditions, arthritis, diabetes, cancer, so it really is a lot of good information. And then we also ask about a variety of clinical symptoms like chest pain, arthritis pain, low back pain, sciatica, shortness of breath, neuropathy, to kind of give everyone an idea of what the patients look like in your plan. We also ask about self-reported difficulty in six daily tasks, including bathing, dressing, eating, walking, and toileting. And not uncommon to this population, HOS data shows us that walking is the greatest reported difficulty in our data. And recently, we added a measure for height and weight in 2006, and this allows us to calculate BMI, which gives us important information about obesity as well as issues like underweight. There's also a depression indicator in addition to the mental health status component, which is very helpful information. We ask about smoking status. And there are also embedded within the HOS, there are four HEDIS process of care measures that were added recently, and I'll go into them in a little bit more detail in a minute. And then a few years ago in 2003, we added three questions called Healthy Days, which comes from CDC's Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. And they ask the number of days within the past 30 days that a person has had poor physical health, poor mental health, or difficulties in activities because of physical or mental health problems. And this allows us to link with CDC data, which collects at national level, but they also have information on the elderly population so that we can directly compare our population to the national level. And so this is a really important link data-wise. And then various demographic information we also collect. The HEDIS measures that have been added within the last 3 or 4 years We ask about management of urinary incontinence in older adults, and that asks whether a person's doctor is discussing urinary incontinence in those who are having a leakage problem if they're receiving treatment. The physical activity in older adults, that asks about whether a doctor is discussing and advising about physical activity. And then the fall risk management measure asks whether a doctor is discussing and managing fall risk. And then lastly, the osteoporosis testing in older women ask whether women over 65 have ever had a bone density test. And this having these kind of measures in HOS allows plans to link some process of care measures with their outcomes measures as well. Specifically, what CMS looks at as far as performance measurement, the primary outcome measure is we look at the percentage of physical and mental health that's improved over the last 2 years, that's remained the same over the last 2 years, and which has declined over the last 2 years. And so this is looking at the two-year period between baseline and follow-up. And for each health plan, the patient-level results are aggregated up across respondents for each health plan. And then the plan level results are computed using a rigorous set of case mix and risk adjustment variables so that we can adjust for expected differences based on comorbidities and sociodemographic conditions. And then the way we present this information at the two-year results is the percentage of beneficiaries who are better, same, worse than or worse than expected, as I went over earlier. And then to quickly go through the last slides, how does CMS use this data? We monitor health plan performance, which has been talked about extensively, and HOS is one component of the performance assessment system. And we also use this information to reward top-performing plans with regulatory relief, which equates to audit exemptions. And then we also use the data through HOSM to construct the frailty adjustment. And lastly, this data is important in informing agency programs and priorities, for example, healthcare disparities, disease management, for example. And then how do plans and QIOs use these results? The data really can be used. It's a great opportunity to identify opportunities to improve care, and we provide a variety of tools and resources that plans and QIOs can use. We provide beneficiary level data and data users guides. Every year we disseminate baseline profile reports and two-year performance measurement reports to help plans get a snapshot of what their plans look like and how they might be able to drill down and use the resources that are available to target improved care. We also provide technical support, and then we also have a variety of best practice and applied research results that we share publicly to help plans. And these last couple of slides are just to basically give you an idea of how we operationalize the survey. And it's really two phases. Annual survey administration, that's kind of phase one, and that would be the data collection piece, which we're currently doing in 2008. And right now, where we are in the timeline is fielding the baseline survey, April through June. And then the other piece is HOS data reporting, which is phase two. And where we are in that now is we're working with the data we collected last year in 2007 to create the data reports and the data sets that I was just talking about. And so this just kind of gives you an idea of the flow of when we collect the data and then report it back to everyone. And if there are any questions that we don't have time to answer during the question and answer period, please feel free to contact us. This last slide is some resources, hos@cms.hhs.gov. That's for any program or policy questions, and you can also direct them to me as well. And then we have some other technical resources available.